You're listening to New Tnia. A mile-deep dark matter experiment has started taking data. SuperCDMS SnowLab has begun collecting its first scientific data from ultra-cold silicon and germanium detectors more than a mile underground in Canada. The early run may constrain light dark matter, but it is also a commissioning phase before the experiment's optimized year-long search begins in 2027. Quick summary. SuperCDMS SnowLab has begun collecting its first scientific data more than a mile beneath Ontario, Canada. Its silicon and germanium crystals are cooled close to absolute zero to search for extremely faint interactions from hypothetical light dark matter particles. This is an early science run, not a detection. The milestone announced by SLAC National Accelerator Laboratory on August 26, 2026, moves the experiment from installation and commissioning into data collection. The early phase will continue through fall 2026, after which the team plans to warm the system, reduce noise, and optimize the cryogenic equipment before a year-long run at full sensitivity in 2027. Key number. The underground apparatus houses 24 ultra-pure silicon and germanium crystals, each roughly the size of a hockey puck. How a crystal can notice an invisible particle. Dark matter does not emit light, but astronomical observations indicate that it supplies most of the universe's matter and provides gravity that helps hold galaxies together. SuperCDMS is designed to test whether some of it consists of particles lighter than the candidates targeted by many earlier searches. If one such particle strikes an atom in a detector crystal, the collision could create a tiny lattice vibration called a phonon and a small electrical signal. Superconducting sensors read those traces. The crystals must be almost perfectly quiet, so they sit in a dilution refrigerator about 100 times colder than outer space, according to SLAC's March cooldown report. Why the experiment is underground. Cosmic rays and natural radioactivity can imitate the tiny signals researchers seek. More than a mile of rock shields the detector at SnowLab, while layers of copper, polyethylene, ultra-pure lead, and a radon barrier suppress local backgrounds. Fermilab, which helped build the cryogenic, electronic, and calibration systems, documented the completed installation and initial cooldown in its commissioning update. The project complements astronomical methods that map dark matter through gravity. New Tnia previously covered a technique that measures invisible matter around distant galaxies. SuperCDMS instead tries to record a direct collision inside a laboratory detector. Reality check. No dark matter particle has been found in this run. The apparatus is not yet operating at its final design sensitivity, and a candidate signal would require extensive checks against radiation, vibration, electrical noise, and other backgrounds. A null result can still be valuable by ruling out combinations of particle mass and interaction strength. The immediate achievement is that a detector assembled over years is now producing scientific data. Whether those data reveal a new particle, narrow the search, or mainly teach the team how to improve the apparatus will become clear only after analysis. Read the full article at newtnia.com.